A Bitter Truth, A Bess Crawford Mystery by Charles Todd, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. London, December 1917. A cold rain had followed me from France to England, and an even colder wind greeted me as we pulled into the railway station in London. As I handed in my ticket, I looked for my father, who was usually here to meet me. Or if he couldn't come, he generally sent Simon Brandon in his place. But there were no familiar faces among the crowd, and after waiting nearly 15 minutes, I decided that my telegram from Dover must have been delayed. Of course, military traffic was always given priority, but the telegraph office had assured me that they would do their best. There was nothing for it but to find a cab for myself. Outside Victoria Station, a family with small children was just bespeaking the last one. Well, then, it would have to be an omnibus. As I walked on to the nearest stop, the wind whipped along the street after me, plucking at my skirts, prodding my back. One going in my direction was already approaching, for which I was grateful, and as we rumbled through the darkness toward my destination, I took stock of the city I hadn't seen for several months. Even at this hour it was quiet, the streets empty, except for a few brave souls going about their business with heads down and coats wrapped tightly against the probing fingers of the wind. Shops were already closing, and everywhere curtains were drawn to keep out the night. In front of a pub we were passing, a few men stood talking for a moment, hands deep in pockets, and even as I watched, they said their farewells and hurried their separate ways toward home. A boy raced up the steps of a church and disappeared through the heavy door. A shaft.